Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. Great to be back with you. And today I want to talk about something that on the surface, it's going to sound really, really simple. So bear with me. Because the more I've reflected on this one thing that I want to share with you today, the more I've realized that it's actually one of the most powerful awarenesses, things, realizations, whatever you want to call it, we can become aware of in our life, especially if we are on a pathway to peace, freedom, love, and abundance. This is something you need to hear. And now this we're going to be speaking about is all the little micro moments of our day and how these micro moments can impact everything. Because we don't often think that the direction of our life is shaped by these micro moments. We often think that it's shaped by these big, massive moments. Those moments where we decide to make that big decision, the big breakthroughs that we experience, those huge turning points. We think it's those, but it really isn't. And if you take time to stop and look closely at how a life actually unfolds, it's rarely those big moments that shape it. Of course, we're always going to have those significant moments, whether it's losing a job suddenly, a loved one suddenly. I'm not speaking to those moments. Those are a completely different conversation. These are the moments that we have throughout our day that we are more in control of that can effectuate the biggest, most monumental change without us even knowing that we have such power to unlock in what we would perceive to be the smaller moments. Those ones that we don't even notice, those moments that we probably just push straight past, the ones that probably just feel insignificant. We don't even really register them as pivot moments or as choices or as opportunities to jump into a completely different timeline. I've had many clients asking me, and more recently actually, if somebody wanted to regulate their nervous system, what's the one thing I personally feel as a coach that people overlook the most? And this was something that I overlooked for myself for such a long time too. And of course, she expected me to say breath work, meditation, yoga, journaling, mindful eating, walking. Now, I love all of those things. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love them. And they do actually play into what I'm going to be speaking about today. But that wasn't my answer to her. My answer was actually being present and paying attention to the micro moments of your day. Because nervous system regulation, it isn't just about what happens when you sit down to do your journaling. It's not what happens when you sit down to do your breath work in those pockets that you carve out, usually probably feeling quite stressed having to carve out extra time, but you do it anyway because of the promise at the end of it. But for many of us, it doesn't work. So these micro moments are actually something that is happening constantly. And when we're able to get on top of presence and understanding of the power of these micro moments, that's when the game really starts to change. And we have so many opportunities throughout our day. And now this is all about how you move through what you think are the insignificant moments of your day, those everyday moments. So for example, when I get up after recording this episode and I go and make a cup of tea. Now, most of us wouldn't really think much of that moment. But if we slow it down for a second, there's actually a lot happening there. So are you already mentally in the next task like I had been for so long? So am I getting up from my desk thinking, right now, what I've got to do is I've got to do, I've got to let the dogs out. I've got to make some lunch. I've got to make sure that I have time for this. I've got to reply to those emails. I've got to do, oh, feeling breathless just even thinking about it. And that's before I've even reached the kitchen. So I'll be moving fast. I would probably be quite rigid, tense, feeling pressured and not being present at all. My mind is on all the different steps ahead. My body is just going to be braced for what comes next. And I'm not even aware of myself as I'm making my way to the kitchen. of how my shoulders might be hunched over, how my jaw might be clenched, how I'm hearing the thoughts in my head more than the kettle boiling, more than feeling my feet on the floor and taking that moment as a moment to be present and to breathe as I pour the water into the cup. And surely that moment in itself would be complete if I was present. Almost like its own little ritual, I guess. Using these micro moments to relax my nervous system rather than push myself into stress response even further. Because believe it or not, it is these moments that regulate or dysregulate your nervous system. And actually, as I started my day today, I had a few opportunities to dysregulate my nervous system. So I'm massively practicing what I've preaching here. I went to go and put a load of washing in and the filter was blocked. So I went to pull out the little pipe so I could unscrew it, pop it into a bowl to leak the water all very neatly into my bowl. Did that happen? No. The little screw cap just popped off and the little pipe flung way back into the back of the washing machine and the water went everywhere. Now, I'm sharing this because at the time I could have gone one or two ways, gone massively stressed out and let that dictate the rest of my day and say, you know what, this is what's happening right now. That's okay. I'm just going to work with it and I'm just going to be as kind to myself as possible through a relatively stressful situation and allow myself to be fully present as I sort this out. The old me, it wouldn't have been like that. There would have been effing and blinding and cursing and how annoyed that this has changed the trajectory of my day, and that energy would have carried me throughout the day. But I chose differently in those moments, just like I'm choosing differently as I'm getting up from my desk and walking to the kettle. Just how I wish the past me when I was on the school run would take time to enjoy those processes rather than rushing here and quickly having a cup of coffee at the coffee shop and then rushing here and doing the pickup and then rushing back home again. It's these moments that our nervous system is wiring itself. It's these moments that the energy we are emitting universally from a law of attraction perspective is listening. It's always listening. It's reading our energy. And then because the energy we are giving out, we are attracting like energy back to us. Need I say any more based on the stress response? So if your jaw is clenched, your shoulders are tight, and your breath is shallow, then you are quite literally producing cortisol, adrenaline, lactate in response to something, which may be as simple as making a cup of tea, may be as simple as going on the school run, may be as simple as sorting out a leaky washing machine. But it's those moments that actually determine your overall vibration. And imagine if all those micro moments throughout your day are all as stressful in one way or another. Are you ever going to get yourself out of stress response? Are you ever going to help your body heal? Are you ever going to help yourself move out of an old program? And when you think about it like this, it's actually quite eye-opening. Because if that's what's happening in all these micro moments, imagine, as I said, all the many others all carrying the same internal response. And how many times your body is actually in those moments being signaled, life is tough, life is stressful, life is something that needs to be braced against, life is something that you have to rush through, something to stay slightly on edge within. And over time, it doesn't just pass through you, unfortunately. With enough practice, and many of us have had enough practice, it actually becomes you. It becomes your baseline. It becomes the baseline that your nervous system starts to operate from. And this is where I think I certainly have, and people get slightly confused in the personal development world, because they think that regulation comes from stacking more practices into their already busy day. More journaling, more meditation, more techniques. But sometimes the deeper work is not about adding more. It's not about adding more things into your day and into your life. It's about bringing awareness to the moments that already exist and working on those moments, because those moments are where life is actually happening. Those moments is where you are not only signaling to your nervous system, but to the universe what you want to experience more of. The energy we come from always determines where we are going, and you are completely in control of how that energy manifests itself through the moments of your day. So as you move through the rest of your day today and tomorrow, I'm not going to ask you to change or add in anything, not another practice, not another thing on your to-do list, which is already probably as full as ever. But I'd like you to just notice how you're moving through the ordinary tasks. Notice how you stand up. Notice how you walk into the next room or to the car, or if grabbing your keys or putting the washing in the machine. Notice how you sit down to eat, how you prepare your meal. And just gently ask yourself, what energy am I moving through this moment with? Because the shift doesn't come, my lovely, from doing more. And I'm sure your nervous system is sending out one big massive hallelujah right now. Well, thank heavens, I have no space to fit in anymore anyway. It comes from becoming aware of what already is happening in your life. And that is your most powerful point of creation. Allowing something softer, more peaceful, and more present to lead you, even if it is just for a few seconds at a time as you practice this. Because those seconds, my love, they add up and they quite literally change everything. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sharing this space with me. And if this landed, I would love for you to take a moment to write a little review for this episode. It means an awful lot. It means we can reach more people. We can help more people regulate their nervous system and lead a better life. And I genuinely love having these kind of conversations with you. So thank you for showing up and for tuning in. And maybe if there's somebody that you know that's constantly rushing and pushing, maybe send the link to this show to them too. It might just be the permission that they didn't even know that they needed. Anyway, until next time, it's been beautiful to be with you. I'll be back with you super soon. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram @SolaraStar. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching @SolaraStar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.